It's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada. Here is Sean Desmond. Hello,
my
friend. What's
going on? So good to see you.
So good to see you.
We talk over Instagram all the time.
I know. I don't think we've met in person.
We have not, no.
So today's the day.
Today's the
day. What a special day. And extra special because we're going to be decorating some holiday decorations.
Fun.
So that you can think of me on Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
When you come look at your tree. Yeah, there's a couple here. You can choose a couple that you want to do.
I'm going to do the Santa hat.
Santa hat?
Yeah.
Okay. We might end up doing a couple because I have a lot of questions for you. We got a lot to catch up on.
Okay.
You've had a wild couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been pretty nuts.
How's it been going?
The last couple of months have actually been so wild.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw like the OVO show stuff online. And
who didn't?
Honestly, I didn't think that was going to have such an impact and have the impact that it did on my life, on my career. You know, I get a phone call. Hey, Drake wants you to perform at this OVO show. He personally told me to ask you to do it. And I'm like, yeah, tell him, of course. I'm there. And so, you know, I find out about the show about a week before it's announced, and then we announce it, and I get a phone call from Jamie, who's now, is the co-owner of Wax Records, who I'm now signed to, and this is before I had my record deal, and I was like, hey, what are you doing about this show? I'm like, what do you mean, Jamie? I'm just going to do the show.
Right.
He's like, no, you can't do that. This is a big deal. Like, it's a big deal. This could, like, if you ever wanted to come back and make music again, which I don't know if you want to do that, this is your chance. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, so, pressure's on.
Pressure's on. So, you know, I did a whole bunch of press and interviews around surrounding the show, and I kept telling people, I'm going to blow the roof off of that place. They don't know what's going to happen. And not being conceited or ignorant in any way, because I'm the most humble person you'll ever meet in your life. And then, you know, the show comes, and I did it exactly just that.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. And Drake is on the balcony watching, and I come off stage. I'm heading up into the green room. He's coming out of the balcony, grabs my arm, and he pulls me into the corner. And he's like, hey, man. You're different, eh, Sean Desmond? And I was like, I don't know what that means, Drake. He's like, you're different, bro. He's like, did you hear those people? Did you see what you did out there? Do you feel it? Because they were going crazy. And like your music, even the older stuff, it feels like it's new again.
Mm-hmm.
And like people love you. What are you doing? Drake, like life happens, man. I have a wife, I have three kids. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be making music. Stop that. Squash that. Sean Desmond needs to make music again.
And so, if Drake tells you that.
Like, you don't do things for gratification. And I mean, I've never done things for gratification. But, like, to hear him say that, and he didn't have to say any of that to me.
Mm-hmm.
It seriously made me think. And I'm going to honestly say that he changed my life that night.
Wild.
Drake changed my life that night.
Wild. Have you talked to him since?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually last week on Friday. So after I just did a show at the Rivoli, which was like the launch of Maniac, the new single, which was incredible.
Yeah,
and
congrats.
Thank you. And he messaged me the next day just to congratulate me. And there was this interview of me floating around. Six Buzz posted it, a bunch of the blogs, and he saw that. And he was like, man, just I'm so happy that you heard me that night.
Mm-hmm.
And like you didn't just do that show and walk off and you realize what you did. You know what I mean? And he was like... it was his birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, I'm out of town, but if I was in town, like, I would have rolled up to the show
to
show you support. And I was like, dude, I get it, bro. You're Drake. Like, let's not be silly here. Yeah, that's a lot. I know that's a lot, Shannon, but like,
it's
been really crazy.
Yeah. How's it feel now, especially now that the song's out into the world? Also, feel free to dive into
Can
it.
We? Yeah. I was like, I'm waiting.
Let's get in.
It feels amazing to be back doing what I love.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, one of the challenges was, what is Sean Desmond going to sound like in 2022?
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like...
That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, a lot of stress, but a lot of fun because you get to experiment, right? And so, funny enough, I had written Maniac, at least another version of Maniac, in 2014.
Right, okay.
And so we're recording and writing all these songs and... I send the original version to Jamie at Wax Records, and he right away calls me. Yo, what's this? I said, it's a song that never came out, did it in 2014. He's like, okay, there's something here. Let's get together, me, you, Alyssa Reed.
Nice. We love Alyssa.
Yeah, and Ryan Stewart, who helped produce the record. Let's get together, let's rewrite this baby, because there's something here.
Did you think that with the song, holding on to it, did you think like, oh, this one's something special?
Yeah, that's why I held on to it.
Gotcha.
So I've always known it was a great song. At least like we rewrote a bunch of stuff lyrically and whatnot, just to make it resonate with me more at this point in my life.
Yeah.
But the chorus stayed the same. The, she's a maniac, but you always come right back. Like, and like people are, honestly, Shannon, I cannot keep up on my phone.
Really?
As soon as I get through all the messages and comment and like, I have 300 messages waiting for me.
Amazing.
This is what it's been like since last week. And like, social media, you know, it's a beast.
It is a beast.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. Do you have a TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do a lot of TikToks.
Shush.
And you do too.
Apparently. I haven't done one in a couple of days. I feel like I'm slacking a little bit.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Also, your daughter on TikTok is insane.
She's my dancing partner.
She's so good.
She's
and
my
she
collaborator.
Sings too, right?
She does sing too. It's
so you think
crazy.
She's going to, does she want to get in the business? I mean, she's very young, but.
So young. And if she did, I would 100% support her.
Yeah.
Because my parents were so supportive of me wanting to do it.
Totally.
And like, if she really loves it, like, all you want to do is see your kids happy and doing something they love, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really. So yeah, so she's 7, dancing up a storm, singing up a storm, driving us crazy at home, but wouldn't have it any other way.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. But that's so true about social media. It is such a beast.
It's a beast. And it's good and bad at the same time, right?
Because it's got to be kind of a challenge to not having that so much of your career and then now being in an era where you do, I can imagine.
Well, that and like, being able to see everything people are saying about you.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
Like,
right?
We're in, artists are like in the worst business for like mental health.
Right.
Like,
I
let's
heard you
be
say
honest.
That. Yeah.
It's pretty bad because, like, so you have to kind of learn to like stop reading and just put it down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, or just like not let it affect you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so I know we're talking about the return of your music, but when are we going to get the return of the sidewalk? That's what I want to know.
It's funny. Because I had this idea, like, when we shoot a music video for a song, probably not Maniac, but another one is, like, to bring back all the looks of Sean Desmond.
Oh, my goodness, you
right?
should.
The velour tracksuit.
Yes.
The sidewalk. But the problem is, if I do that, then it's like, all my hair is gone.
Yeah, that's true.
But I got to keep this full lock of hair while I still got it.
I don't know.
Man.
I say commit to the bit.
Really?
Yeah. Or, I mean, CGI is
commit to the bit. I like that. I like that.
You were very influential. Like, I was a big Much Music person, which is, like, why I wanted to work in this building
right.
and work for this company. And you were just, like, such a huge part of that, so.
Oh, thank you.
So you talked about getting the call from Drake's people. I heard that in the beginning of your career, you got a call... You got a call from your would-have-been future manager, but you didn't believe that it was a real call, so you hung up on him?
Yeah,
is that true?
Twice. So, at the time, I was just a dancer at the time. I'd been singing, but in Portuguese.
Yeah, right.
And the guys I was dancing with, or one of the guys, knew that I was trying to get into the music business. And he was like, well, I just met this dude looking for a young, white, male, pop R&B singer who can dance. And he's like, I'm going to send him your stuff and we'll see what happens. I was like, yeah, cool, whatever. No expectations, just whatever. It's cool. And the next day, my phone rings and it's, hey, it's so-and-so from BMG Music. Would love for you to come down to the office. And then I'm like, click. I'm like, this is one of my guys just messing with me. I'm like, that's a rude, mean joke. My phone rings again and he's like, yo, why'd you hang up the phone? I was like, I'm like, who is this, Mark? Touch, which one? He's like, no, this is so-and-so from BMG. I'd love for you to come down tomorrow for a meeting. I'm like, whoa, this is real.
Are you embarrassed at that point? Because you're like, I just hung up on
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was like, I was having a holy you-know-what moment.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So I go down there the next day. I'm 18. I signed my deal. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, I put out my first album. And it's 20 years.
That's
this year
insane.
From Sean Desmond, my self-titled album.
How does that feel for you, it being now 2 decades? Because that's...
I don't think a lot of people could say that after 20 years, like, they're still doing what they love to do. And, like, I have the most amazing fans. And I do this for them. I don't do it for the accolades or the awards. Yeah, that stuff is great, and it feels good. But, like, I've always made music for the people that love my music.
Right.
Not everybody's a Sean Desmond fan, and that's fine. But there are a lot of people that are Sean Desmond fans.
Yeah,
you know
a lot
I mean?
Of people.
Yeah.
And you've like maintained that fan base for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason, as a fan myself, I think that is just because of how humble you are. Like, you do have such a good reputation in the music industry, and
Thank
you always
you.
Have. Like, people speak so highly of you. So.
Well, it's like, I tell people, just like, treat people the way you want to be treated, man. And
honestly, it's so easy.
It's so easy. And then the other thing too, Shan, like, at the end of the day, people ask me, like, what do you want to be remembered for? Mm. I'm like, that's a good question. Like, yeah, I want people to be like, he made good music. I love that Sean Desmond's music. But more importantly, I want people to remember me by how I made them feel.
Right.
Whether in passing, in an encounter, in a song lyric that helped them through a situation, that's more important for me. Like, I want people to be like, when, you know, there's going to be a day where I'm not going to be on this planet, and I want people to be like, man, that Sean Desmond guy, like, he was such a good dude.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Totally. You're already doing that, so that's great.
Thank you.
That's awesome. One of the things that I remember from being a fan of yours back in the day was that you were in the movie Honey.
I was.
And had
it's a hard life, Shannon. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody had to get a lap dance from Jessica Alba, and it just so happened that it was me.
Do you have any memories from being, well, because I know you did the video with her, yeah, but also just like being a part of that movie that sticks out to you?
It was cool because I was going to a bunch of the shoot days because I knew like all the dancers that were dancing. Yeah? And so me and Jessica were like hanging out before we shot it. I wanted her to be comfortable because it's kind of awkward. Like, She wasn't a dancer.
Totally. I thought about that.
She was very self-conscious about like, oh my God, like I have to dance, like basically
like on you.
On you.
Yeah.
Like I want to do good. And it's funny because my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was also in the movie as a dancer.
Oh, okay.
And she told Jessica, she's like, listen, you go and you give him like the best lap dance of your life, right? So it was really cool. So she was comfortable and she really sweet.
Yeah.
It was a really good time, man.
Yeah. That movie holds up too. It's
yeah, so absolutely. Very good movie. Such great music too.
Yeah. So good. And it's true that you met your wife when you guys were in like sixth grade.
Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about it the other day. So this is a funny story. So we met at dance school.
Right.
And I knew in my head I was going to ask her to be my girlfriend.
Like in sixth grade?
In sixth grade. I cut a school picture of me out, right? Of like, you know, when you take the pictures of school and then they come in like
the packs.
Yeah. So I cut one out. And so she comes out and I'm just like, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? She's like, yeah, okay. Get her the picture and just walk off. I'm 12 years old.
Amazing.
Like, right? So yeah, we've been together for a long time.
Have you been together since then?
So we date like 12 is like puppy love.
I was going to say, yeah.
But like from 18 to now, we've been together.
Wow.
Yeah, so 20, I've known her 28 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you have, what's the secret to a happy relationship? You got to have some wisdom in that.
Yeah, it's just like compromise, talk, but it's also like we just met, like we're just good together.
Yeah.
Like
soulmates.
We're soulmates and she understands the industry in some like respects because like she's a dancer. She danced, she toured, she was away like on cruise ships for months at a time.
Yeah.
So like we both got it and just works. And then like when you have kids, that adds a whole other layer to the relationship, right? Because like you have these humans that you're now raising together, right? And it's very special, man. So special.
Yeah. That's so great.
I have I have a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Yeah. I know. You guys seem like such a cute, happy
family. Listen, it's not all sunflowers and roses, okay?
Yeah.
But like,
right.
There's always like down times and like kids annoy you and whatnot. But like, most of the time, it's awesome. We have three really good kids.
Nice. That's awesome. And as we're decorating our holiday decorations, I want to talk about the holidays. Do you guys have any traditions that you do or things that you make sure you do around the holidays?
So, Poppy, the elf, shows up.
Oh, okay,
out of nowhere. I don't know how she gets into the house, but she does.
Yeah.
And she does mischievous stuff every night by herself. We parents don't have to think of all these ideas. And and so she comes, and then Christmas Eve is a tradition. So we do my wife's side of the family Christmas Eve. Mm. Christmas morning, we'll do it at my house. And it's the same every year. So I get up first, get the video camera ready. I go downstairs, open the lights, call them down. They all come down the stairs. We're videotaping. So I have every tape like starts the same. And then my family will come to my house and then we'll do that. But it's such a happy, joyous time of the year. My wife, she always says it's her favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that. Should we show off our...
Yeah.
Look at this
Not
craftiness.
Bad. Not bad.
I really didn't know where I was going with mine, so this is...
You put super glue, too. I didn't need any super glue.
It looks good,
though.
It
looks good, right?
Beautiful. We can hang this on our tree.
I like
Happy holidays.
I like it.
From Shannon and Sean Desmond.
Yes.
Thanks.